Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, you got to do it, so you might as well enjoy it. We have some apps for surviving the holidays.
Plus, iPad games, iOS 5.01 is here, and voting on the iPad.
Oh, and never visit a car wash again. Doesn't that sound fun? We're going to show you how on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 20% off your new account for 6 months, visit Squarespace.com and use the offer code iPadToday11. And by GoToMyPC. Don't let life's unpredictable moments decrease your productivity. Visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Use the promo code iPad. And by Ford, featuring voice-activated Sync App Link. Now you can control select smartphone apps with your voice, so you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Check it out on the 2012 Ford Fiesta and at Ford.com/technology.
Hey, Leo.
Where's I supposed
Here
to be?
Here we are.
Hello, Sara Lee.
Was this like Saturday Night Fever stuff?
So it's iPad Today. This is the show where we talk about great iPad apps. We talk about the latest iPad news.
Yeah.
We answer some questions. We wrap it up in a little bundle, tie a knot in it, and throw it out your way.
It's funny that you mentioned a bundle and knot, because we're getting into a season where people have to wrap a lot of things.
It's the most wonderful time.
You're not allowed to sing that until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I hate it when
it
Christmas
goes.
Starts too soon.
Ah.
We are going to start Christmas too soon today.
Well, we are. The reason is because we know, first of all, that some people think that the Christmas season technically starts right after Halloween.
And other people just put it off too long.
And that too.
And they miss it. They like wake up January 3rd and they say, what happened to Christmas?
Right.
So
everyone hates me. I got nothing.
I get that. So we've got something.
Yeah.
We're calling this Home for the Holidays.
Or Surviving the Holidays. Depends how much you like your loved ones.
Right. You may not want to go home.
And the thing is that I feel like, especially in the Bay Area, because so many people are from somewhere else, I hear constantly over and over, oh gosh, I got to fly back to Michigan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love my parents, but it's just such a hassle and my flight's going to be delayed.
I bet people say that everywhere.
I think so.
It's a, you know, it's the holidays is a mixed bag. You know, on the one hand,
because it's mandatory.
You got to do it. You got to see the fam. On the other hand, you get presents.
Right.
So it's kind of a mixed bag. And turkey. So we've got cooking apps, and we've got holiday apps, and we have travel apps.
We've got a little.
So all the things you might be doing this
we
holiday
figure,
season.
You know, you're going to need to eat. You're probably going to want to be entertained. There's some logistical stuff associated with travel. And then once you're all together, maybe you want to have a little bit of fun. So let's start with the food app. And this is actually something that David Prager suggested to me. It was it's a cooking app that I was not familiar with until recently. And it's actually a well-known book, How to Cook Everything.
Oh, I know the book.
By Mark Bittman, who's a New York Times writer.
This is a great book.
Yeah, and his story is kind of cool. I automatically took to his style because he is not a chef. He's not classically trained. He never went to culinary school. Mm. He just has spent a lot of time cooking for fun and then being a food critic of other people. So he knows what he's talking about, but he's very I'm one of you type of a thing. So a lot of these recipes are not fancy. So
this is the basics.
Exactly. So if you're browsing recipes, let's go into poultry. Okay, I'm not going to probably use any of these recipes, but this is something that, you know, chicken. People like chicken. It's like, okay, well, let's do, boneless chicken type of a thing. So you've got all sorts of options in the chicken category. If I wanted to just go like, ooh, Thai coconut soup with chicken, that sounds pretty fun. So you've got your ingredients area here. And none of this stuff is really fancy. It's not like you'd have to go to some special Asian market to get any of this stuff. It's pretty easy stuff. You've got your recipe over here. What's nice is that, let's say you are, you've got your iPad next to you in the kitchen. I do this all the time. And it's really annoying when it keeps going dark, so you have to like turn it back on again. You have this nice little option to have constant on, disabled, or enabled. So if I have constant on enabled, my screen will not dim as long as this is up, which is always really helpful when you've got stuff all over your hands and you're in the middle of cooking. And, or, you know, you're talking to people, whatever, and you just want to keep it as simple as possible. What's cool is that, let's say, you know, maybe I've gone through this recipe once or twice, but I always kind of forget, the step three. If I go ahead and click three, that actually turns into a bookmark. So I can save bookmarks.
Don't forget to do that.
Where I'm like, you know, I've gotten kind of good at this recipe, but there's always that one step that I kind of forget the details of. So I can just quickly jump over to step three if I'm somewhere else in the app later on. Also, there are really cool little notes in here. If you see 3 minutes is actually linked and you've got like a little clock here. This is something that if I'm following along the recipe in real time, okay, I need to heat these mushrooms for 3 minutes, it automatically pulls up a timer. So it can help you be really, really precise when you're working on a recipe that you don't know that well. As far as shopping, if you, groceries, yes. So this is something that's like, if I wanted to put together a yogurt dill recipe and I'm going to go to the grocery store and once I get there, I don't want to think about how that recipe was put together. I can just add my grocery recipes in before I leave the house. What's nice is that How to Cook Everything is smart enough to know that dill and onion go in the produce section. I didn't categorize these myself. Yogurt is in dairy. And then I've got a couple like miscellaneous garlic and salt and pepper type stuff.
So you get what you put into it. If you put a lot of effort into this.
Exactly.
You'd have, that's
right. Cool.
Yeah.
But I like this. So that's not, you know, you can browse recipes. There's kitchen basics. There's how-to stuff. You know, for example, I have no idea how to use a proper butcher knife kind of thing or crimping a pie shell. So you've got some cool tutorials with how to, you know, I don't know how to cut a head of cabbage. This is actually going to be really helpful for me. And the list goes on and on. So this is, in a way, I feel like it's more of an all-encompassing cooking app than anything we've seen so far. It's definitely not fancy, but I feel like for $10, and that's how much this app
is. It's a little pricey.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah. But it's cheaper than the book.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. And you get in a way, more value because it's interactive.
And what I keep looking for is an app that keeps me from typing into Google.
Right.
Sweet and sour soup and then just picking recipes because that's what I always end up doing. It's like I've never found that one app where I go, this app will have it. I don't need to search Google or anything. So yeah, this is kind of my new favorite. And obviously it's not Thanksgiving based or Christmas based, but those recipes are involved. And let's face it, sometimes people want other things. You've got a million side dishes to choose from. Mark Bittman, he's a cool dude. I'm into it.
You didn't like my Thanksgiving menu maker suggestion?
No.
No? Okay. Just saying, that's Thanksgiving-y.
Would you like to show it really quick?
No, it's fine.
Well, you had it up.
No, it's just, I thought maybe you'd want to see it.
Leo, show
them. No, let's talk about it.
Show it.
They can find it, Thanksgiving Menu Maker. I want to talk about Alfred, because actually Alfred is kind of, in some ways, a little more interesting. Remember Alfred the butler in Batman? The idea of this is that this is your place. It's kind of like Urban Spoon, where it suggests a place to go based on your recommendations. You start, when you first fire it up, by pressing the teach button and then suggesting things. So I'm going to teach Alfred here, and it's going to say, what's your favorite place for coffee or tea? I'm going to say, I actually like Pete's. So I'm going to say Pete's. Coffee and tea. And see, it found all the local Pete's. Now it says, okay, I have a few more guesses for places you might like. Which ones did I get right? Yeah, that Starbucks is good. That's good. Actually, for dinner, notice it's doing dinner and other things. It's based on my initial choice. It says I might like these places. I'm going
to
continue.
It's trying to find out what kind of a person you
are. It is. What's my favorite place to have a drink on a weeknight?
Pretty much anywhere in Petaluma, am I right?
Yeah. No, but we like to go to Taps, don't we? I think that's the place that you'll find most of the... you used to go next door till they went bankrupt. another great place, Wild Goat Bistro. That's good.
Ooh,
I like
Pick
that.
Pick Scream and Mimi's. They have good ice
is
cream.
Is it good? Oh,
yeah.
Great ice cream. That's the best. Russian River Brewing Company. We just had lunch from Avatars. And for Sports Barbie. Anyway, so I won't teach it forever. But so you do some teaching. Now it's going to have some recommendations. So there's quick picks, lunch, dessert, coffee, and tea. And it's based on your location. So where would you go for brunch? Now, based on what I've told Alfred, it says you should try the Two Niner Diner, which is terrible.
Well, you also said you love Starbucks coffee.
I know. That was a mistake.
You're confusing what you're putting in.
Two Niner Diner is the restaurant at the airport. But a lot of people like it, okay? 93%, three cooks, okay. Bovine,
best.
Bada bing. bada boom.
So now you can say, yes, Alfred, you're right on target.
See, I will teach it more as time goes by. It's interesting. This is it's got a menu. A lot of places it has menu, photos. This is a newer app, so it may not be as rich yet, especially here in Petaluma. I mean, considering we're in Petaluma, this is pretty impressive. In San Francisco, where you live, I think this would have a lot more recommendations. So thumbs up on Bovine Bakery. That was a good one. And so now it's learning a little bit. Yay! I discovered one new place and added it at the end. Well, let's see. Petaluma Pie, Mr. Mom's, Della Fattoria, another great place. Love that. Going to give them a thumbs up. Tea Room Cafe. Anyway, you get the idea.
All these apps are trying to out-cute each other with the little mascot. You know, Hipmunk was my favorite for a while. I think I like Alfred. He's like a little robot.
He's a little robot. I love the big pictures on here.
That's right. Across the street.
In some cases, yeah, Hallie's. In some cases, they have menus. Let's see. I don't know if they'll have Hallie's menu. But 25 comments. You can see it's been pretty active. No menu yet.
Yeah.
I have to say, this is an interesting idea. Let's put it that way. This is a recommendation engine.
So this is the sort of thing where you've got people in town, let's say, and they're like, where should we go?
Right.
What should we do?
Let's have
and
drinks.
Maybe you need...
But based on what I've chosen in this area, when I travel with this, it will now have some recommendations.
Oh, so it's even better when you
where
it.
I go somewhere, right?
Because it knows...
Because it knows what I like.
This is based on, you know, if you like Maguire. In Chicago,
right.
There's this pub that's...
Exactly. That's very similar.
That's your kind
Love
of place.
Love the Buckhorn. That's the greatest place. That's a biker bar. Hideaway, that's where I take Tom when I'm trying to loosen him up. Gail's Central Club.
Oh, you never take me there.
Okay, I'm going to keep moving. Mario and Johnson... Get my mind going here. First edition. So these are all bars in Petaluma. I love it. But you're right. When we get now, if we go to
small
Chicago.
Small town. There's a lot of bars.
It's a small town. There's a lot of bars. Desserts. Anyway, pretty apt.
Bakeries and bars.
By the
best
way.
Best place ever.
Now, you liked, what was that ice cream place?
Screaming Mimi's.
Have we been to Lala's yet?
No.
Okay, taking you to Lala's. That's
okay.
That's a great ice cream place. Just down the road. Anyway, Alfred, I like it.
That's great. I like that.
It's
you
free.
Take Tom to the wine bar for the truth serum. You take me to the frozen yogurt shop.
I know what makes
actually,
you happy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, actually, the two of them together would be like.
Okay, next time.
Okay, so all right, so we've got cooking. We've got fun, entertainment,
fun.
Places to go.
We need some travel, I think.
Well, let's say you've got people either coming into town or you have to go and travel to meet friends or family.
Yes.
Now, year after year, if you're flying, you already know that it can just be a huge hassle. And depending on how the crowds are on the security line or flights being delayed, the whole Thanksgiving night could be ruined. Thanksgiving Day, if you eat at 1 p.m. like my family does.
You eat at 1?
It's so weird. Well, we don't really anymore, but
What is the tradition? The tradition is like 3, right?
I think it's something around there.
Yeah.
I think it was because my dad just wanted to get out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, I want to get there, I want to sit down, I want to eat, and I want to go.
Yeah.
Because my family drives me nuts.
Wouldn't it be nice if there were some sort of leather-bound, hand-stitched application that would tell you...
You know, it's so funny that you say that
where
because...
Where your friends and family are.
There is. It's called Find My Friends. We've talked about Find My Friends, This is new in iOS 5. But think about Find My Friends as a way to not just, let me geolocate Leo, you know, or whatever, but...
Or
to,
stalk Leo, is to, which mostly how you use it.
To keep tabs on members of your family that might be traveling. Oh, I don't know, maybe they've got a two-hour drive, and you think, I wonder how close they are. You know, should I put the turkey in the oven?
Right.
Are we ready yet? That sort of thing.
You could actually see that, where they are. That's
absolutely
a good point. I
yeah.
never thought of that. You know what I use, and I think your friends and family could use this. I used this morning. I was running a little late for Windows Weekly, and I sent a Glimpse, Glimpse. We've talked about that before.
We have. Yeah, you said Scoble's always letting you know when he's going to be late for
Use a Glimpse. There's an iPad app for Glimpse, and what it will do is say, here's where I am, and it will say how long before you get there, and they can see a live map of you moving along. It's very much like Find My Friends, but the difference is I have to send you a Glimpse if I'm on my way. Find My Friends is kind of more passive. You could just see where your friends are. I only have 2 friends, and we're both here.
So, for example, let's say that...
I can see where Sarah is. She's in the front of the building, and I'm in the back of the building.
That's not true. Oh, I see. Well, I think it's just because you're so
it's doing its best.
That we can't be in the exact same place.
Yeah.
So you and me and Tom are all in the building right now. I only have a few friends, too. But let's say I was trying to figure out where MG was. It's like, okay, well, he's in Palo Alto. He's got at least a good, you know, hour and a half or so before he can come all the way up to Petaluma and meet us here for Thanksgiving dinner. So 61 miles away. It gives you a very accurate sense of where people are.
I find a couple of problems with this. One is it has to use your Apple email. It can't use, like, Tom's tried to friend me with my Google account, and for some reason it wants my Apple email. I guess that's how I'm set up.
No, so, but I'm using sarahlane.com.
It doesn't always seem to work for some reason. And the other thing, it does feel a little stalkerish, right?
Well,
kind of looking where your friends are at all times. It's like Google Latitude.
But I mean, would your mom ever care?
It's different for your family.
So that's sort of why I think holiday-wise, this could be something that even if you were only going to share this information just for the day, just to make sure that you didn't have to be on the phone when you're trying to navigate through traffic type of thing. So Find My Friends could come in handy for situations like this.
And Glimpse, I'll just real briefly show, it's also free, is a very cool way to send a text saying, here's where I'm on my way to the Eiffel Tower. And you could text it to anybody in your phone book, and they'll get a text, even if they don't have the app, even if they don't have an iPad, that they can follow on a Google map that is live showing where you are. I think that's kind of cool, too. That's called Glimpse with a Y.
And what about if people are flying?
I use this all the time. I'm a big, I love to travel. I use TripIt as an online service. I think a lot of us use TripIt for online service. And for my travel tracking, I use Flight Track Pro. There are a number of programs like this. It ties into TripIt, but you can enter in a flight. So if you use TripIt, it will already have information about what flights you're planning to take. But if somebody's coming, let's say mom's on her way, mm-hmm. you enter in the flight number, and you'll actually see... let's see, that's an old flight. Here at the Paris trip, we're going to be going to Paris soon for Le Web. There's the actual flight path, and it will show, as grandma's coming, her plane. This is kind of like Glimpse, too, where her plane is on the flight path.
That's great.
Because planes automatically update this information. So you can get all the information about the status of the flight, when she's arriving, the delays and so forth.
I mean, but Glimpse wouldn't work for flights.
No, it wouldn't.
Because you'd have to be, connected
to Wi-Fi. So Glimpse when you're driving, and this is called Flight Track Pro when you're flying. I think this is great. And it also automatically syncs up with TripIt, so it has... That's how it knew all of my TripIt plans, like this trip to Le Web I'm going to Los Angeles.
Which helps justify a $10 price tag. I mean, it does more than just track flights. I mean, you can really use it as part of your overall organizational
and
calendar.
There are free programs like TripIt that you could use instead, but I just love the map and seeing... I think the reason it's so expensive is because they have to access the flight database and all of that stuff, and that probably costs
money. We're treating this almost like, relatives, when are they going to get there? How are you going to get through it? But there might actually be someone that you really haven't seen in a long time. This Christmas,
exciting.
I'm going to see a couple of my cousins and an aunt I haven't seen in years. I'm really excited about it, and they're going to be flying over from Europe, and so
that's the
sort of thing that I'd be really excited to track. Every minute makes them closer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Finally... We're all together. Everyone's having a good time. We've been drinking spiked eggnog all night.
I love that.
And it's time to sing. Because, I don't know. In my family, we do a lot of singing.
I sent this to Sarah this morning. I thought, there's no way she is going to put this one on the show. And you fooled me, Sarah. It's called Christmas Radio, and it's all Christmas, all the time radio stations.
I mean, talk about obnoxious.
Over the internet. You want Christmas vinyl?
Sure.
That sounds good. Sure.
Why not?
So let's turn it on. It's a Christmas radio station. It has a very Christmassy, background, so it gives you some wonderful graphics. I think you can change the background, too. I'm running for playing in the back. Oh, that's going into the back. So now it's going to keep playing the station as I do Alfred or whatever. Let's not touch Alfred. Where is it? There it is.
There it is.
Christmas.
Thank you for tuning in to Christmas Vinyl.
You're welcome.
A 100% donation supported station.
Okay.
Visit our community.
You can tell he's at
ChristmasVinyl.com.
Professional radio announcer.
So these are just actual radio stations that were...
Or internet radio stations.
Internet radio stations that have just been accessed in a nice little app way.
Yeah, well,
you don't like
picture.
That Christmas radio station? I know it's
well,
way
would you
too
like? This is a
stuff.
German one. How about this one?
Okay.
You can have Christmas in Greece. Christmas in Germany, Christmas in
Christmas. Das Weihnachtsradio wird präsentiert von www.surfmusik.de.
Also
Surf
a
music.
Trained announcer.
This is not German. I hate the song. Turn it off.
You don't like Culture Beat?
I hate this
song.
How
about Polish Christmas? Well, that's why there's a lot of stations. You don't have to listen to any one station.
No, there are so many stations to choose from.
Even in Poland, they love Barry Manilow.
I didn't even know this is Barry Manilow. This is terrible.
All right.
What about some like classic traditional songs?
Oh, we have that too. They have New
and
Age Christmas Radio.
Don't play any Mannheim Steamroller. Such a dad thing to do.
I know it is a dad thing.
It's
I'm sorry.
So
there's Christmas rock. There's country Christmas, Sky Radio Christmas, Forever Christmas, Christmas 365 days of the year. Are you nauseous yet? Let me see. I don't see classic Christmas.
Well, okay. So people at home.
This is free.
May be sitting there thinking, why are we talking about Christmas app?
This is very beautiful.
It's very wonderful. New Age Christmas Radio, of course. That's why this is the one we ended up liking the most. But you're sitting around the hearth. Do people have hearths anymore? I have a hearth.
Okay, I have a cardboard hearth.
Leo has a cardboard hearth.
I do.
And maybe the kids are getting restless. They want to open presents or something. Or maybe your mom just loves these silly new agey Christmas songs. It's like, this is just one of those apps. It's just good to have around. It's completely free. Maybe you either love these songs or you don't. But it's always kind of nice to be the person who's like, let's put on some wonderful tunes. You can airplay it, to your TV if you've got a nice sound system.
A bunch of Grinches. That's
a
all
bunch
I
of Grinches.
Say.
Well,
I brought a festive holiday music thing in here, and you just are Grinchy.
Who? Who are you talking to?
Who?
Chat room?
Them.
Well, they try to get a rise out of you, and
them.
It's working.
Right there.
So you've got food, how to cook everything. That's $10 app. You've got Alfred. That's a free app.
That's kind of my
favorite.
Yeah. Yep.
Logistics wise, you've got Find My Friends to keep track of people on the road.
Also
Glimpse
free.
As well.
Also free.
Flight Track Pro is a $10 app. If you have a lot of people who are going to be taking flights and you want to track that or have them track you, goes both ways. And then when you're all together, you've got Christmas Radio. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, whoops.
There's no Hanukkah radio. There's no Kwanzaa radio, as far as I can tell. There is a Festivus radio station, though, for the rest of us.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
And there you have it. Our holiday, home for the holidays, or as Sarah put it, how did you put it?
Surviving the holidays.
She's such a
just
Grinch.
Get through
just
it.
A Grinch. Just
more
get through
eggnog,
it.
Please.
Chestnuts roasting.
Two more hours.
On an open
we can
fire.
Get back on the road.
Jack Frost.
If you missed any of the links that we mentioned, don't worry about it. They'll all be in our show notes. If you don't know where our beautiful website is, you are missing out. twit.tv/IPT. You know where it is. That's where all of our archives live. Enough.
Everybody knows.
How do you know all the words?
Some turkey and some mistletoe. You know them too.
Yeah,
serves to make the spirit bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
twit.tv/IPT.
We'll find it hard.
It's our website. That's where you can watch all of our archives and subscribe to the show. And that way, if you can't watch us live, and by the way, it's really fun to watch us live.
They know that Santa's on his way.
It's 1:30 p.m. Pacific.
He's only
lost you for the time.
On his tray.
And if you've got app ideas.
You know, we should do.
What?
Maybe for like our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Like that song? You are such a Grinch.
I've got to go home. That's
baby,
what you want me to be
late.
I really should.
You should have another drink and stay here all night.
And then we can harmonize at the very
horrible.
End. Yeah, that'll be
you
awesome.
Know what? Never
That's
mind.
It's a real best of idea. If you would like us to sing Baby, It's Cold Outside, please email us at ipadtoday@twit.tv.
They don't.
So those are our. Hey, we're trying to be prepared, okay? The holidays are coming. This is our holiday show. You won't hear any more about
this. You can't
get
prepared because life is unpredictable. It says here, right here, in the ad copy for GoToMyPC.com.
It is unpredictable. Wah! You didn't know I was about to do that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Things beyond your control can keep you from being productive at the office. sick kids, traffic jams, bad weather, being under the weather yourself. That's why GoToMyPC is great. You put it on your office computer, and you don't have to come in. You can get work done wherever you are. On the road, at a hotel, just at home. At the pool, wherever, in Mexico. I love GoToMyPC. Go to GoToMyPC.com right now and click the Try It Free button under the promo code IPAD. And you can try this free for a month. 30 days, absolutely free. Works on a Mac or a PC, but here's the best part. Once you install it on your Mac or PC at work, you can use your iPad to access it. That means your iPad will let you work on any file, use any program, access your network resources, send and receive email, all the stuff you'd be doing if you were at work, but you're not. There's no Sarah Lane there to bother you. iPad
you
today.
Love it.
I do. I really do. Go to mypc.com. Click the try it free button. The offer code is iPad. Actually, this is a great program, and I use it all the time. Highly recommend it. Give it a try. And we thank them for their support of IPT.
IPT.
IPT. Internet pregnancy test.
Wow.
No, that's not
what
that stands
for. We're having one. We're
chapter
online.
Two.
Online.
Chapter two.
Chapter two. Let's talk about some stuff that's been going on in iPad, iOS land.
Ooh, well, it's here. It's here. Now, for those of us who are watching live.
Yes.
Today, the iOS 5 update, 5.01 update came out. And you know what's cool about this? This is the first time we've been able to update our iOS devices without hooking it up to a computer.
OTA.
OTA, baby.
Over the air.
So you go to your settings. You can do this too. Follow along.
Right.
Actually, maybe you don't want to because you probably have a show to do or something. Go into the general settings, software update.
Yeah,
there it is.
Sure.
It tells you what's there. Fixes bugs affecting battery life. This is the big issue for a lot of people with iOS 5. Adds multitasking gestures for iPad 1. Resolves bugs with documents in the cloud. And I love this. Improves voice recognition for Australian users using dictation.
Oh, those Aussies.
So
now what it apparently also does is fixes the bug that Charlie Miller a couple of days ago had gone public with that allows apps to take advantage of it's like a permissions bug.
It fixes two significant security issues.
Right.
The one where the smart cover, when you lift it up, that was a weird bug that you could sleep a Mac, close the smart cover, open it up, and then you'd be in whatever the last, even if
you
it's
get
a locked
the lock
Mac,
screen,
you
yeah.
go through the lock screen, whatever the last app was that you used. And if it's email, I can read all your email.
Yikes.
And it fixes this Charlie Miller bug, which we just discovered a couple of days ago, so that's kind of interesting. You will note that this download has to be done over Wi-Fi, because it's, of course, fairly large.
Uh-huh.
If you're on Wi-Fi, you'll get a download and install button. You click that, and it goes pretty smoothly. Connect your iPad to a power source where download is in progress to save battery. That's fine. I have enough. And so now it's going to download. It says 2 minutes here. It's a fairly hefty download, several hundred megabytes.
Well,
so
it's cooking along pretty well.
We got a good fast connection here.
Yeah.
So before the show's over, I will have iOS 5.01 on.
Well, good. I want you to have a more secure iPad. I actually haven't done it myself because I was worried it was going to be longer.
Have you had or noticed any battery life issues?
Not
me neither.
Not even a little bit, but
There
were iPad users who complained. Not that many, but so many iPhone users. So
right.
I really hope, especially for those 4S folks who love the phone in every way except the battery life is just killing them, that this solves the problem.
Now, the chat room's telling me it's only about 44 megabytes instead of hundreds of megabytes. So that's
well, look, you're almost done.
And I'm almost done. 44 megabytes zipping in just
preparing
like that.
Update.
Yep.
Whoop. 5.0.1.
We'll see.
Some little stuff.
I put it on my iPhone. I did not notice a change in battery life.
No.
But I wasn't complaining.
Right. It wasn't an issue to begin with. It seems to affect, it's almost a random thing. It doesn't seem to affect people who are just doing one thing rather than anything else.
Right.
There's some theories. Also, this week, it was a voting week. And the iPad was tested as a voting machine Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, but it's actually not really how it sounds. You think to yourself, okay, wait, so you go into the polling station and now in your little booth, you've got this nifty iPad.
Oh, so they give you an iPad? No.
Well, what it's actually for, the purpose of using the iPads was for a select number of people.
Absentee ballots.
No, who for whatever reason maybe couldn't read, who needed to expand the text a little bit better. You couldn't just give a paper ballot and
so
expect them to be able to follow
assistive,
along.
An assistive device.
Yeah,
for
it was almost an accessibility type of a thing.
Fantastic.
I know. So you, in a way, when I first read this, I went, wait, what? How they'd have to buy so many iPads in order for people to actually vote in the state of Oregon.
No.
But it's really not for that. They were testing a select group. You know, think of senior citizens, people who have vision issues, or just, you know, mobility issues in general. It's just a way for them to be able to vote without it being that much of a hassle.
That's
so
cool.
It was a small number of iPads, but this political article that I read this morning said, the state is very happy with the way it went. It said they only had a few iPads. It worked out really well. People on both sides were very happy with the results. What's kind of funny about it is that you do all of your voting electronically, and then the iPad prints out, is connected to a printer that actually prints out that paper ballot because they're afraid of fraud.
That's a really, really reassuring, because one of the problems we've had with electronic voting all this time is the ones that don't print out a ballot can easily be a trick, and a number of these voting machines are easy to hack. So I'm thrilled to hear that. So really all it's helping them do is make their ballot.
Yeah.
But the ballot is still a piece of paper. It still gets counted. Most importantly, the person doing the voting can look at the paper ballot and say, yes, that's what I entered in on the machine.
Right.
And that's where a lot of this fraud occurs, is a difference between what you think you entered and what you actually entered.
Well, and security firms keep showing how voting can be gamed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's ever a chance of that, especially when you hear about guys like Charlie Miller saying, I put this app in your app store and now I can read Leo's email. It's like, you just can't do that when it comes to voting. 2012 is a big year.
By the way, I got one of those Epson workforce printers.
Yeah.
It's so cool to print directly from iOS 5 without any software.
Nice?
It's just great.
Oh,
so both my iPhone and iPad, I can print. It's been such a boon in our house.
You know what else is really helpful? We talked about it a little bit last week, but it wasn't out yet. It was delayed a bit. Was the Apple Store 2.0 app.
This is the one where you can self-check out of the store?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you go and get something and leave?
Well, here's
How's
the deal.
That work?
Okay, so we talked about it last week. It was actually supposed to be live a week ago, so I was all set, excited to talk about it, but all we really had were specs because it wasn't actually live yet. Here's what they had promised us. Self-checkout. Being able to order something from your iPad, then go down to the store and leave with it within 12 minutes type of a thing. And we went, wow, ooh, Easy Pay, this is going to be awesome. So it's still an awesome app, but there are some limitations. Number one, self-checkout is when you actually scan a product, is only reserved for iPhone 4 or 4S cameras. iPad doesn't have a good enough camera for it to be...
So how does that work? You take a picture of what you're taking?
Well, it's like you're scanning a barcode.
Oh, okay.
But they...
The camera's not good enough, huh?
Well, not according to Apple to do it this way. Second, it's only for certain accessories within the store. And at first you go, certain accessories? That's
well,
so stupid.
And how do I know which
ones? But think about the way that the Apple stores are set up.
Accessories,
yeah, depending on whether you have multiple floors, there's always an accessories area, and those are the only things
that you can actually
physically take because they're cheaper.
Right.
There's some software programs, that kind of thing.
So you can't do this to buy an iPad or a laptop.
Because what would happen? People would just steal stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you've checked out, it's like you're like, okay, I paid for this. I'm just going to take this iPad, and maybe I'll take three more and walk out. That's not going to work. And Apple knows that. They're probably going for that model eventually, but you're still going to, for the big ticket items, you can pay for it, then you walk in and you show somebody your receipt, they give it to you and you leave.
I'll have to see how this works. That seems to me a mistake.
Well, here's another thing.
I like being helped. You know, do you like those automatic scan things at the grocery store where you don't have a checker? You just scan your own groceries? That bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah, I do. Well,
do you use that?
They don't have them at Whole Foods.
They don't work very well. I like a human there.
I went through in a grocery store once, and I did it because it was like everyone was in line with with a cashier,
so
and it
faster.
Was empty.
Yeah.
But it felt weird.
It does.
I felt like I was working.
Right.
I want to be paid $6.50 an hour.
There are a number of people. Amon Ra in our chat room says I use them all the time. Brian in Houston love them. People love them. So okay, good.
So
you guys can use them, and I'll just have a human.
Personal pickup is what is actually cool about this app. And by the way, this is, it's basically like shopping the Apple Store. So this is...
So do you have any human interaction with this? Or you just walk in and just take it off the shelf because I already bought it?
No, listen. What you do is you buy something through the app.
Okay.
Remember how I told you within 12 minutes before?
Yeah.
That is what Apple had promised. They have now...
So I go down to the store.
You go down to the store.
And is it waiting for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there like
a
shoot?
Stock.
Is it like a shoot that says, here's where your thing is?
All right.
Or do you just go, hi, it's me, Leo, I already bought this?
Right, exactly. You talk to somebody.
It's not a big time saving.
Well, it's
kind of similar to saying, hi, it's Leo, give me an iPad. And they give it to you. And
I feel like this is almost the way that checking out with Square would be.
Right.
Where instead of you having
like
to explain what it is that you want,
this is like the wallet.
And then have them go and get it and everything, you are already, paid up. You just have to have an assistant be like, okay, cool, let me go get that for you, and we're good to go. And it's within an hour, and it'll tell you through the app if a local store has something in stock or not.
That I like.
So you don't go down there just to realize that they're out.
That might be the future of retail.
There's also...
I think that's actually clever.
If, you if you're saying, well, why would I go through an app just to go to a physical store? You can have stuff delivered to you through the app as well. So, you know, it's like going online, but it's an app.
Right. I guess Amazon doesn't have any retail outlets. So they couldn't really duplicate this. But that would be a great thing for the Amazon Fire to just buy stuff.
Yeah, if only there were some... Well, you can go places to get the Fire, but yeah. I don't know if that they would build an app so that you could pick it up at Target later.
No, not just the Fire, but anything on Amazon.
Right.
Now, you... I don't know. Are you going to do this? You're going to turn on panorama mode in your iPhone here?
I am... Okay, so...
So they discovered in iOS 5... In the camera mode, is it only the iPhone 4S or is it all iOS 5 devices? There is a panorama mode that's disabled.
It is in iOS 5 in general.
So you could do this on your iPad?
Yeah, as long as you have a camera. Right.
And you, when you, once you turn it on, and it's kind of, you can see here, convoluted.
This is CNET's how-to instructions, which of course we'll have in our show notes, and it's convoluted enough,
but
so...
see, it adds a button. Now you've got the grid, HDR, and right below it, panorama... You click that button, and now you aim the camera, and it tells you, move it over a little bit. Okay, stop. Okay, move it over a little bit more. Stop.
Yeah.
And the panorama, of course, for those who don't know, is a very wide image
right.
that can include multiple images.
It's almost like kind of if you could take a photo of everything that you see in your peripheral vision. You
right.
know, that's how the
camera. It's kind of a neat effect.
Panorama. Now, there are a lot of panorama apps.
I use PhotoSynth.
In the App Store right now, which work very well.
Which is a 360-degree one.
But what we didn't realize
auto
was
stitch,
that...
Auto-Stitch?
Stitch? Auto-Stitch.
What it's called. Yeah, Auto-Stitch.
We didn't know that Apple had already built this functionality into right. their native camera app. Now, it's not live. Somebody jailbroke it and figured
right.
it out. But then CNET has instructions on how if you have to go in and...
You don't have to jailbreak it, though?
No, you don't have to jailbreak it. This is something... Actually, you change a file within iTunes. You have to back up with an iTunes. That's sort of why it's like, I'm not telling you guys to do this because I don't want anybody to screw up their systems.
And you can get
but people
good
are.
Panorama apps. Just use those.
Right.
Which is there one you like? I like AutoStitch.
I don't really use panorama
use.
Apps.
Yeah, I like,
I like other people's, but yeah, it's coming. So we know.
And you know what's funny?
There
this
are
is,
little hidden features that they just haven't turned on yet. And now we know about one of
this
them.
This is a feature in the newest Android operating system, Ice Cream Sandwich, and in some Motorola phones they have built in panorama apps. So.
You know, on TNT, whenever we say ice cream sandwich, someone gives me an ice cream sandwich. So
still? They're still doing that?
I prefer that they do,
well,
yes.
Somebody watching at home that would love to run over here with an ice cream sandwich
that
for Sarah.
Would be helpful, yeah. It's just, it's one of those things now, when I ice cream sandwich? Somebody say ice cream sandwich?
You've been Pavlovian.
It's true.
By the way, if curious, I'm still updating. The longest part of the update is not the download, but this reboot
yeah.
Process.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure before the show's over, I will have iOS 5.
Well, you better, because you got to show off your app cap.
Yikes.
You dummy.
It's kind of a dumb thing to do.
Maybe
wasn't
I should.
It?
You know what I'll do is while you're talking about the wonders of Ford.
You can't download the app cap, it's too big.
How do you know?
It's like 250
you know
megabytes.
What? You underestimate
it's
me.
It's massive.
I know how to do everything.
I know you do.
We
you're a very
do
smart
chicken,
person.
Right?
Query. Let's talk a little bit about Ford Motor Company, the creators, of course, of Ford Sync, which is in my Mustang, and I love, and I've been singing its praises for some time now. That's where you get to talk to your car, kind of like Siri, only you could tell it things like set the cabin temperature to 73 degrees, or play Bonnie Raitt, or you could say navigate to somewhere, call somewhere. And now, with App Link, you can tell Ford Sync to talk to your smartphone. It works, yes, with an iPhone, or an Android phone, or the latest model of BlackBerry phones. You say, for instance, play Pandora, play my classic rock station. Thumbs up, thumbs down on songs. You can bookmark songs if you want to buy them later. There's an interface to Stitcher, which is a great podcast app available on all phone devices. There's an interface to this thing called OpenBeak that will read your tweets to you. It's really cool because this feature means that you can update, in effect, the capabilities of Ford Sync just by putting an app on your iPhone or your Android phone. There are going to be lots more of these. Of course, take a look at this site, ford.com/technology, to see all the amazing technologies that go into a modern Ford vehicle. State-of-the-art 21st century automotive design. Great cars, great efficiency, great performance, and you're just going to love using it. You can take a look at the Sync with App Link in the 2012 Ford Fiesta. Go to your Ford dealer. There it is. Tim Westergren here from Pandora, I think, comes on this. Go to your Ford dealer to try it or ford.com/technology. technology. Hey, it's done. It's rebooted.
I can't wait to see what other apps developers come up with that Ford ends up working with.
It's really neat to have an API
over the next year.
To your car is great. You know what they're doing? It's very interesting. They're sending out, my Ford Touch is being updated, and they're sending out 250,000 USB keys to my Ford Touch owners. They just plug it into the USB port and the car updates itself.
That's great.
Is that not cool?
Here
we go. Leo's iPad. Let's just see where would we find the, I don't see where, maybe it's here. Where's the iOS version number?
Huh. It would be about.
That's where I was. Maybe is it in the
usage? But you just saw it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I'm just going too fast.
Yeah, look. Version.
Version 5.01.
Yeah.
9A405. So it did update over the air. I think that's pretty exciting. It's only been every other smartphone in history that's been able to do that. Finally, we can do that on the iPhone and on the iPad.
It's actually going to take some getting used to.
It's a little weird.
I'm so used to being like, okay, I got to do something big. It's just going to make keeping software updates up to date so much easier because I actually don't back up that often. Not as much as they should.
Did you turn on? I think we've talked about it. We're still learning about the benefits of iCloud and so forth, but you can turn on iCloud the ability to back up your entire iPad. So I no longer have to back up by syncing. So you really don't have to connect your iPad or your iPhone to your computer
anymore.
It's like
Time Machine almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
so you can see it's continual cloud backup. Yesterday, 11:16
I still feel like I would be comfortable doing both regularly.
Doesn't hurt.
But why not turn this on?
Right.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you only get 25 gigs for free. So if you end up, and this is a 64 gig iPad.
See, mine's only a 16, so.
Well, you'll be all right then.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Used 7 gigs.
If you've got 32 or higher,
it doesn't,
to think
about. It only backs up data. So a lot of what's using up space on your iPad is apps. So it only backs up the data. This is pretty cool.
All right, let's move on to some viewer feedback. We love you guys, and we like to feature you as much as possible. First question comes from Aaron Vader. If that's really your last name, you're the raddest dude ever.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. 5 gigs for free. I got 25 because I was a mobile me user. And I still had a subscription. So only 5 gigs. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you for the correction, Fudge 42.
Thank you, Fudge 42. You must have the answer to everything.
Yes, he does. Life, the universe, and everything. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to make sure that was clear.
I'm glad. I had mobile me too, so I didn't even really think about that.
Yeah, it's only you.
Aaron Vader, coolest dude. iPad today. My wife and I are wanting to get rid of cable. We wanted to know what apps would recommend for cord cutters.
Well, that's you. You are a cord cutter.
I am. Both my wife and I have iPads and iPhones and an Apple TV. That's key. We have both the ABC and NBC apps, but we were hoping you could recommend some others. A cord cutter show would be awesome.
I've got some here.
We have had a cord cutter theme in the past. I'll have to dig up what episode number that is, Aaron.
Hulu Plus, I guess.
Hulu Plus
is... You have to pay for that. $9 a month.
Yes. No, the nice thing about Hulu Plus, though, because you... you have an Apple TV and you need Roku to get Hulu Plus. I wouldn't pay for Hulu Plus, except that I don't actually use Hulu Plus on my iPad, because I'm always accessing it through Roku. And when you access through Roku, you have to pay for Hulu Plus, which is $8 a month.
$8, not $10, and they've dropped it.
Yeah, it's $8. Hulu's
$8
free.
For Netflix. I would put Netflix on there.
Mm-hmm.
TwitPad, of course, from Craig Mulaney, his ShiftKey software app, so that you can watch us, is fantastic.
Right.
It lets you chat. See, there's the chat room there. Watch the video. You could choose the video source, too, which is great. There's a number of different video sources. That's a great one. I think that's 99 cents. Definitely good for cord cutters.
Yeah, it's 99 cents.
What else?
Well, it depends.
You can't get HBO Go because you don't have an HBO subscription.
That's the thing.
You can't get CNN because you don't have a CNN subscription.
And as far as sports goes, even if you were to download, if you're a big baseball fan, MLB at bat, it'll be version, 2012 by the time, it applies to you again. Problem is that you've got blacked out games if you can get them locally, which then we get into you probably want an over-the-air signal so that you can get broadcast channels. That's actually not even anything I've done yet, but everyone tells me I'm crazy because you can get network TV that way.
We should absolutely plug Framerate, Tom Merritt, and is it Scott Johnson? No, Brian Brushwood's on that one. Thank you, Tom. He's listening. Do that show. It's all about cord cutting. Frame Rate's a great show, and they talk about different ways of getting content on the internet. So watch Frame Rate.
Well, they talk about a lot of shows. It's really hard to get legally. I'm not winning right now, but
they have a
winner, grand finale.
They have a winner movie draft where each you and Tom and Brushwood bought movies, and the winner is the one that has the total highest box
office.
It's
basically fantasy movie ball.
Right.
Is how you could think of it.
What's your big finale?
Well, I've got Mission Impossible 4 and Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
But Tom has Twilight. So he could almost
Twilight's
just take the whole thing.
Twilight's a guaranteed winner, yeah.
I know. Anyway, Aaron, before we move on, I know this is really obvious, but if you're not actually just going through all of the TV shows that are available via iTunes, you've got the Apple TV, so you can access any of that. I mean, whether it's AirPlay, you know, through your iPad
true.
Or straight through the Apple TV. That gives you a more accurate view of everything that you could access through cable, I think, than anything else that we could recommend. And what's nice is that you can choose. You know, it's a la carte programming. If you've
last week we recommended 60 Minutes. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
PBS. I'm still looking at apps. I'm just Rock Center.
There's Bloomberg.
Bloomberg was great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's almost like you have to change your way of thinking. And in my opinion. Once I got rid of cable, I just ended up watching less TV, which is not a bad thing. But it's like some of this ends up being too much of a hassle. And you think, I didn't really want to watch Hoarders that bad anyway. Those people are nuts. I'm just going to go do something else, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But yeah, I mean, definitely go through the Apple Store. You know, you can get season passes for shows that you know you're going to watch the whole season of, or maybe just pick and choose episodes as well.
Thanks, Aaron Vader.
Thanks, Aaron Vader.
That's your real name.
Yeah, it's a pretty great name.
Is that Chad's brother, probably?
Chad Vader?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Okay. They do at home.
All right. Good.
I know they do.
All right. So we got a tweet from somebody named Telmux, I think is his Twitter name. Yeah, Telmux, who said to us, let me make sure I read the correct tweet, and usually I don't review just anything that anyone tweets at us. Chad, can you pull up that tweet?
I can't.
What? You can't?
No.
I don't know why. Twitter's over capacity.
We're over capacity.
Well, Twitter's down, so great. He basically said, can you please take a look at my app? I build a photography app. I know that you like photography, and I'd really appreciate it if you looked at it. So I went, all right. It's called, it's like Edition, but it's he's actually, I think, from South America, Edizion. So it's E-D-I-Z-I-O-N, and as you can see, this logo is just E-D-Z-N. So I'll go ahead and open it, and I'll show you why I actually think, oh, there it is. Okay, so there's, he said, new photo editing app might interest you. By the way, I hope you had a happy birthday. Thank you so much, Telmux, a.k.a. Ooh. Leonardo. He also emailed us, which is how I know a little bit more about him.
This
I didn't get all that information.
Look
so
at
here's
that.
The deal. Okay, so here's an image.
Right.
This is an image of, it's me in India many years ago. And what's nice about Edizion is if you were to apply a variety of filters, in order to make comparisons and figure out which is the best one, which is kind of the filter I want to end with, you actually build it sort of like a diagram. So let's say, okay, I'm here, and I like kind of this vignette, and you can see it larger over on the right-hand side. I've applied a vignette to this original image, and I like the way it goes. Now, I adjusted the white point, and then it got kind of weird. So let's go back to vignette and apply another filter. So you can apply a filter anywhere you want. Now, let's say the vignette is great, but I'd like to maybe give it a little bit more. Let's, you know, adjust the gamma. Okay.
So this is
so
actually.
Now, and you can so you can make it, you can, however you want to, you know, however your brain works, right? The way that you go forward, it's almost like a Photoshop filter thing, but it's very visual. So now I go, okay, gamma adjust over on the right-hand side because I have this one selected. I can go ahead and go, okay, so we can go like really bright here. That's a little too bright. Maybe kind of dark, get a little bit moodier type of a thing. And at this point, if I'm over here, now I've applied two filters. So I go original, and then I went vignette, and then I went gamma adjust. So I can quickly over on the right hand side. This is sort of my visual, and this is my key.
This is actually a standard interface for video compositing software. These nodes. I think it's great.
So that's probably where he got
stills.
The idea.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I think. I mean, it depends on how much of a filter fan you are, but I think that if you and I will say that Edizion does not have the the robust filter options that maybe you might have with other programs. I mean, this is you've definitely got a lot to work with here, but it's not like they have pretty cool Camera Plus type, the hipster filter, that sort of thing. I mean, you have to play around. It's very.
I think that's a nice interface.
They don't do a lot of hand-holding for you, but I really do like the visual aspect of figuring out where you want your picture to go, especially if you go in a bunch of different directions and then be like, hey, Leo, okay, we can go here. Do you like this one? Or maybe this is what we're going to have at the front of our newsletter. Or maybe we have something like this. Maybe we want to get a little bit brighter, and so on and so forth. So it's cool. I'm interested.
Now, you do have to be careful in iOS 5 not to degrade your images.
True.
Tell me about that, because I'm curious.
Well, I'll let Braden tell us about it, because he's the one who let us know.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. This is Braden from Sacramento, California. I have a bit of a tip, or maybe just a warning. In the iOS 5, Apple has included the ability to edit your photos, which sounds like a great feature to be able to do on the camera. However, I found out with one of my photos of my kids that I loved, when you do this, it saves the photo as a much smaller file.
Oh, that's not good.
Go from about a 3 megabyte file to a 700 kilobyte file, and so you don't have as good quality of an image. So perhaps the photo editing, as nice as it is to be able to do on the phone, should be done on the computer instead.
That's a significant disadvantage, I think.
Absolutely. So, Braden, what I did was I panicked, first of all, and then I thought, okay, well, before I panic, let me put this to the test. And so I picked this picture. I use it all the time because it's a nice, clear picture.
Picture.
It's a good picture.
Yeah.
And what I did was I emailed just a version that was untouched to myself. And then, and this is, again, as Braden said, it's an iOS 5 feature where you can then edit limited editing. But you can...
You can
rotate
cropping,
the picture.
Rotation.
You can enhance it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it makes it... weird and backwards. Oops, what did I do?
You're rotating it.
Yeah, but it's backwards.
Oh, you double rotated it.
Yeah, it is something weird.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, I don't think you can. Ew, we're like backwards people.
What the heck did you do?
Hold on. There we go. Okay. Edits.
Wow, you just found an Easter egg, I think.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on here. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, it just, okay, I don't know. This did not happen when I tried this earlier, so we have something sort of weird going on with this particular picture. But you can crop, you can fix red eye if that was an issue. It's not in this picture. You can enhance, you know, it's like an Insta-Bright type of thing. Then you go ahead and save, you save the photo, and then you have the option to email it or, you know, share it, for example, with yourself or somebody else. You know, so I go ahead and email photo. So what I did, I actually already did this. So let's go back to my email. And it's true. So this photo is 1.4 megabytes.
Uh-huh.
This is my untouched photo.
That's the original, yeah.
This photo, which I enhanced, it's a subtle enhancement, but it brightened it up a little bit, is 800 kilobytes.
Ooh, that's a big difference, almost half.
It's not as big of a difference as Braden had. Braden was saying like 3 megabytes to less than one.
Wow.
But it is a degradation for something that was supposed to enhance the picture. So it's really something to keep in mind. You still have your original photo. It's not wiping out your original photo. It's in addition to. So don't freak out too much. But let's say you were sending it to somebody who was planning to print it out and frame it. You just want to keep that in mind, because having a lesser version of a photo is never going to help in situations like that. So there you go.
Never going to help.
Finally, we have a video tip for anybody who might be having audio issues.
Hey, Sarah and Leo. Chris Porter here with a quick iOS tip. The reason I call this my duh tip is because it took me about 3 days to figure this out after upgrading to iOS 5. When I did upgrade, I lost audio on about half of my apps.
Oh.
For instance, my TwitPad app, I had no audio regardless of how much I turned the volume up or down. Meanwhile, on apps like Pandora, the audio was working
perfectly
fine. He
likes John Mayer.
Oh.
Yeah.
After a few days, I finally figured it out. I could double-click on the home button, swipe once to the left, and it had a speaker icon in the lower left-hand corner
really,
of the
really
iPad.
Really is kind of a duh tip.
It had a cross through it, so muted. I tapped it.
He did.
It unmuted the affected apps that were muted, and now I could use the TwitPad app.
Just fine.
You know why this... I'll tell you why this is confusing.
It's because you have the option to either make it a speaker, a mute, or the orientation lock.
Well, one thing I do want to mention is that in order for this to work,
he's going to explain
your settings,
this.
You must have the side switch set to lock rotation.
Yeah, because you have an option.
If it's set to mute, you'll get an orientation icon rather than a mute icon.
So however,
that on, that's my quick iOS tip.
Thank you, Chris.
Love the show. Keep up the great
what work. What really is the issue is that mute, whether you're doing it via a switch or the soft button there, is not the same thing as turning the sound all the way down.
Right.
So you can turn the sound all the way down and still have audio from some things. You can mute and not and have audio from some and not from others. I think Apple kind of confused the waters by having mute and turning the sound all the way down do two different things. Not all apps are muted, in other words, by the hardware mute switch or the switch on the double click.
Exactly. All right, so we love hearing from you. Quickly, we'll remind you all the different ways you can get a hold of us. iPadToday@twit.tv is our email address. Thank you so much for all of your emails, and sorry we can't always get to all of them. Voicemail number is 757-504-IPAD or 4723. That's our Google Voice number. Or for extra points, send us a video like Chris did. Chris was actually, he kind of had a fancy thing where he was doing a how-to.
Yeah.
That's great. Even if you can't do that, you can always just turn the camera on yourself, ask us a question, and give us a smile, and we'll try to play as many videos as we can. Upload the video somewhere and send us a link.
Do join us in our chat room. You know, Houdini7, Craig Mullaney, who wrote that Twit app, just explained the problem. He said not all apps monitor the mute switch. So if you're not monitoring the mute switch and the switch when you double tap are the same effect, just two different ways of doing it depending on how your hardware settings are. But you can have things muted and still hear audio, because not all apps pay attention to the state of that switch.
That's actually gotten me in trouble once
or twice.
And it's very embarrassing.
It's crazy.
When you think, I'm muted, I'm good to go, and then you play...
Thank you, Craig.
And then you are like, I'm sorry,
he's the guy who wrote the Twit app, and he obviously pays attention.
Thank you.
To the mute.
So
what was happening is he was still hearing audio on a lot of his apps. He couldn't figure out why the mute app wasn't working.
Why don't you hand me an app cap,
I'll
get ready when you're...
Okay, close your eyes, Sarah Lane. And I'm going to surprise you over... Don't look. You just peeked.
I didn't peek. Gosh. Slave driver.
You're not going to have a flaming tie mie later today.
My eyes are closed.
Ties for you. I'd like to talk a little bit about Squarespace.com.
I'm opening my eyes.
The secret behind exceptional websites and blogs, Squarespace.com is the easiest way. What you get with Squarespace is both hosting, great web hosting, the best there is, and great software. Now, there are other web hosting companies that say, we have site building software. Have you tried it? It's terrible. All the sites look the same. They're very limited in what you could do. And really, there's no escape once you set up a website. Squarespace is not like that. I want to make that very clear. State-of-the-art web hosting with absolutely the best software out there. Great for both beginners and experts. You can use CSS if you want, but you don't have to. You can use JavaScript if you want, but you don't have to. Hundreds of design templates. They have iPhone, iPad, and Android apps, which make it very easy to monitor your site on the go, to moderate comments, to get rid of spam, even to post blog posts or websites as posts from your iPad, iPhone, and Android phone. They've got great support. Their tech support team is there 24/7. But what do you get? You get modules for blogs, which, by the way, can import and export. You're never trapped. Your data from WordPress, Blogger, Movable Type, and TypePad. They've got Flickr plugins, Twitter plugins. There's the Twitter plugin, an RSS plugin. That means you can have live pages that update automatically very easily. And you cannot bring a Squarespace site down. You just can't get better web hosting than Squarespace.com. Give it a try today. It's absolutely free. If you go to squarespace.com, you'll see a big green... There's some great sites, by the way, some sample sites that are just amazing.
They all look different, too.
I love that. It's not cookie cutter, is it?
It's very endless what you can achieve. It's worth looking through the examples page just to get some inspiration.
I completely agree. Go to squarespace.com. Click the big try it free button. You can set up your website for free for 2 weeks. No credit card needed or anything. Just the name of the site, a password, and your email address. You're good to go. And then if you decide to buy, make sure you use our offer code, iPadToday11, because you'll get 20% off your new account for the first 6 months. It's already affordable.
Ooh, that's an even better deal than we were offering before.
We've upped the ante, so to speak.
Nice.
There's a nice site. Look at that. Squarespace.com. Click the green try it free button. If you decide to buy, use the offer code iPadToday11 on checkout. And you will...
Yaman.
And you will get 20% off for the first 6 months, man. Now
not,
it's
not
time.
Not dread, man.
Now it's time. Thank you, Squarespace, for your support.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Oh, we're going to the rodeo.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm wearing my mom's old cowboy boots.
Love those boots. So, you know, they're broken in. That's why they're great. Right?
These boots are older than me.
They're older
than
you.
These boots are like 37 years old.
Wow. Seriously. They've been through the mill.
Yeah. They're not really mine, but she hasn't asked for them back yet. So
she let you borrow them? That's sweet.
Yeah. Well,
that's nice.
She doesn't wear them anymore. She's not cool like I am.
You are cool.
Well, that's not true either. She's way cooler than I am. Okay. So I told you.
Are you wearing this in honor of Taylor Swift winning the Country Music Association?
See, I don't have TV, so I am blissfully unaware.
She's on
shows.
Instagram, you know. It's kind of fun to watch these stars on Instagram. She's
so
got a little kitty cat.
Really?
The who?
The Biebs.
Who are they?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, the Biebs, of course. Yeah. He takes one. He took one picture.
Nice fake. You made it seem like you didn't know who the Biebs was.
I have no idea. No, does he wear a hat like this?
I don't follow him, actually, on Instagram.
Rastaman.
But I know he's the most followed person
Vibration
on Instagram.
Vibration
was within 5 seconds of being on. Okay, so earlier in the show,
steer
I teased the whole idea.
Little baby, steer it up.
Of Bob Marley's. Well, yeah. Okay.
That's a good one. I shot the sheriff. But did not shoot
Sarah Lane. But did you get a car wash lately? Ooh.
Is that one of those dumb...
No, it's my app cap.
Oh.
But it's not actually an app, so I'm throwing you guys a curveball.
Whoa, that's a website. It's a website. You can get a car wash at a website?
That's right. Okay, so you know
about Uber,
formerly called Uber Cab, which is an app.
We saw it at South by Southwest. They had the pedicabs or Uber cabs where you'd press a button and the cab would come to you.
Right, so it's an app where you say, I'm here. I want to be picked up right now.
So
they have
cool.
a flat rate, which is much higher than a regular cab service would be. Oh. But it tips included, and it's a lot more convenient. And you can actually see, once you say, yes, I want a car, you can see them on a map getting closer and closer to you. So you know to the second when they'll show up. Exactly. So something called Cherry.com popped up in actually a newsletter that I subscribe to called Sprouter Weekly, which is a really great newsletter for just the startup.
Wait a minute.
Startup community.
The car wash comes to you?
Yeah. Car wash comes to you. So this is just the sort of just their general site. So you can connect via Facebook or you can sign up with email. I know some people do not want to sign up via Facebook. So I've signed up via Facebook. And the reason that I'm talking about this, even though it isn't an app, is because I feel like it works perfectly in Safari.
It's $29.
$29.
Tips included.
Tips included. Flat rate.
So do they bring the water or do they hook up to your hose?
No, they'll figure everything out. They're basically...
They're self-contained.
They don't need anything from
you. It's car wash and a truck.
So what's cool is like, okay, so let's say you check in somewhere. I just put in 650 Towns and that's where we used to work at Tech TV. Now, as I'm typing in the address, I already did this.
Did you do that unconsciously? Did you think that's where we were?
No, I knew where we are. I just thought it would be funny.
Yeah,
I wanted to be nostalgic.
We used to work there.
Yeah. In fact, there's a lot of other stuff that didn't used to be there when we were there. Used to be a big...
And Zynga bought it.
Big old hole in the ground.
Zynga bought that building.
Yeah, they did.
And there's a Whole Foods across the street, right? Or a Safeway?
No.
Didn't they put a grocery store across?
It's a bunch of different stuff.
People
it was
going to
be a Whole Foods, but it's not. Right. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff across the street. So the map geolocates you and you say like, okay. And then here's what you do is you add a car. So, I mean, my car is, a Saab. So you go ahead and make sure that they know it's silver.
You have to tell them what kind of car?
Because here's the deal. You don't necessarily have to be there.
they don't want to watch the wrong car.
Make sure it's the license plate and be like,
your
okay,
neighbor
I'm
will say,
go.
Hey, thank you for washing my car, man.
So you go ahead and you add all your information. You know, they've got pretty much every kind of car that you could possibly want.
Come wash my Lamborghini.
My Maserati, because that's the kind of car that I have, of course.
That's
license
how you
plate.
Roll. Yeah.
And then you choose your air freshener. Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Can I say no air freshener? They always ask you if you want air freshener.
You can say, I don't want you in my car, so that doesn't apply. To me.
So just watch the outside.
But let's say that you're the kind of person who wants a nice vacuum as well.
Right.
You can... So sometimes they'll say, if you're in the kind of place where you feel comfortable keeping your doors unlocked, maybe it's in your own driveway or something like that, we'll send you a text message when a washer arrives at your car just to let you know that we're there. Or if you're someone like me who says, I can't leave my car unlocked. I live in a city that's super dangerous. That's when you get your text, it's like, okay, the guy came. I'll go ahead and unlock it for him real quick. And then, maybe I'll come out and lock it when he's
this
done again.
This is wild.
I know.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't. I just found out about this.
Does the guy wear a Speedo?
Well, I don't think it's relevant because the whole point is that you're not there.
Oh, you're not there.
You don't have to take your car anywhere. You don't have to do it yourself. You don't really have to, you know, pay attention. And they do say that things happen, right? But if something happens under their watch, then they'll pay for the damages.
This is a very interesting business.
I know.
And then they're hiring, like, high school kids? I mean, where are they getting...
I have no idea who they're hiring. But, I mean, who's... you know, who are all those people on TaskRabbit who are assembling IKEA furniture?
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's kind of, the whole, it's like...
This is the new thing.
Outsourcing
your generation doesn't want to do anything. So your generation,
washing your car so much.
I take it to the car wash. I actually go to the car wash. I don't have people come to my house because it's too much trouble to go to the car wash.
I think this is great. It's cherry.com.
Of course you do.
That's the website.
You're the entitled generation.
I actually barely ever wash my car because I know it's just going to rain once a week or something.
No,
but if you're the kind of person who has a car that you care about, you like to wash it, definitely check this out.
Stanlock is right. He says, next thing you know, people will be delivering milk to your house.
Yeah.
They'll be coming with milk and like you won't
have
to go.
You're going
to
wonder if it's your kid. And it gets really complicated. Okay, so that's my app cap. Leo, go.
Okay. My app cap is a new game called Aquaria that is one of the most complex and beautiful games I've ever seen on the iPad. Now, they say when you first start it up, make sure you have headphones on because it's beautiful. Oh, well, let me plug in the audio. I unplugged the audio so that I don't know why, but I'm going to plug it back in again so that you can hear. It has very pretty audio. You are an undersea nymph. Listen to that. And you're swimming around. And it's kind of an adventure game. Oh, we're going to have... There's a little cutscene here. Here comes a bad guy. All right, the things swim through me, so now...
In all my memory, every day had been like every other. If she had not appeared before me in that moment, I might have stayed in those waters for the rest of my days, living as a simple creature. But I was compelled to follow.
So we're going to go follow her. But let me just show you. You can... do recipes, you can do food, you can do spells. It's a very interesting... So you cook your own food, which is kind of weird for a game. And you swim very easily. You swim like this. But I can also, if I tap myself, I can make sounds that will create spells around me. So there is a spell, for instance, if I do this, to give myself little bit of a... force field around me. Now I'm going to go say hello to this person that just swam through me. It's an exploration game. It's an adventure game.
That's kind of cool.
It's really beautiful. Let's talk to her.
She doesn't look nice.
She doesn't, does she?
She looks like a sea witch.
Something bad is going to happen, but... Oh, my goodness. She's showing me my future. Look at that.
Wow, this is kind of a dark game.
It's a little dark, but it's not... I don't think it's too dark for little kids.
Yeah.
Now we're going to meet some enemies in here, so... Get ready, because I now have flamethrowers on my hands. See, I can shoot. So we're going to have a little bit of combat here. It gets a little bit hairy.
So it's not just an adventure game.
It's an adventure game. There's not a lot of shooting and combat. You do have to create recipes and so forth. Let's get the heck out of here. Wow. Whoa. Oh, they're shooting at me. Anyway, you get the idea. It's actually... beautiful and quite fun, quite interesting.
Our lights are bright in here, so it seems like there's a lot of reflection, but keep in mind.
Yeah, you would want to... I'll tell you what, headphones and in the dark, this is immersive, if you'll forgive the pun. It's a lot of fun. This is called Aquaria. I think it's a little bit different than a game you might have seen before.
Strange forms,
puzzles, recipes, spells, action.
No longer the same.
It's a...
And it's only $5.
Singing... songs and more, pets, treasures. I haven't gotten very far. It's quite a deep game. There's quite a lot going on. Aquaria by Semi Secret Software. Yeah, it's $5. I think this is actually a great game, and I'm kind of getting... You were pushing that dinosaur egg around for about 2 years. This might be like the next thing you could do. Had you ever finished that restlessly, endlessly?
No, I got to a level I couldn't pass, and I got so frustrated
and then
I stopped.
Stop. Yeah.
But I prefer physics games more than adventure games.
I'll bring you a
physics
game.
I don't know why.
I'll bring you some physics
it's
games.
Puzzly, more puzzly.
There's a great zombie physics game.
Well, you know what? We're kind of due for another game roundup, so maybe we can do that in a future show next week or certainly before the end of the year. But for now, we are done. We're at the end of our show. Yeehaw! It was really good. We're going to survive the holidays together.
Namaste. The Rasta in me recognizes the cowboy in you. And we thank you for being here so much on iPad today. Everybody, steer it up. See you later.
Oh, wow.
lead it up, little darling. Wow, wow, wow.